Welcome back to Mad Cooks versus Discuckery, episode 11. 11 episodes into this show. You know, 11 episodes. It's ridiculous. How did we get this far? No telling. I figured it'd be canceled by now. Although I would have canceled it 10 minutes into the first episode. So they've come back from their season hiatus, mid-season finale, whatever. We did episode 10. We found out they're in the Mirror Universe. That's fucking stupid because they changed the Mirror Universe all up. They changed the logo from this cool as shit. It's not showing up. They changed the fucking logo of the Mirror Universe for no reason. Jackasses. Jackassery. That's all I can say. I've got this unopened bottle of Buffalo Trace whiskey, Kentucky bourbon. It's a small distillery somewhere in Kentucky. Can't tell you where. I don't think it really particularly matters. But they make a really good whiskey. This a friend of mine needed a bottle. So I said, "Oh, yeah, I'll grab you one. You can just pay me back. No big deal, right?" Go to the liquor store. They don't live near me. So I was headed out there. I'll grab you a bottle, right? Go to the liquor store to buy two bottles, one for me, one for the friend. They're like, "Oh, sorry, we can only sell these one at a time because it's a limited blah blah blah." And I said, "Well, these aren't both for me. Like I'm not that big of an alcoholic. The one's for a friend. I'm picking it up as a gift. The other one's for my own consumption at home." Like, "Yeah, we can't do that." And I said, "So if I come back tomorrow at 11, when you open, I can buy a second bottle. I can just buy a bottle then, right?" Like, "Well, yeah." So that's what I did for three more days. I bought all that they had out of spite. And then I drank a bunch of it. So this is actually the last bottle that I have. Everything else is empty now. Good healthy pour. Probably not healthy enough for this show, am I right? Fucking kill me. I've also got water. I made myself some tea. Still a little too hot. Smells good though. I'm looking forward to drinking that. You know, I'm not looking forward to what I'm about to do. In 3, 2, 1, play. There was like a little fart of the logo. Previously on Star Trek Discovery. Oh, so this is why I decided to watch this show tonight, right? I was playing Skyrim. Skyrim crashed. I decided to want to start drinking. And then I thought, "Oh, I'm drinking. Might as well watch Star Trek Discovery." I also got new headphones. They're the same as my old headphones. They're just new ones. There's some Sony MDR. MDR 7506s. The exact same as my old ones, except my old ones. My old ones, the jack at the end of the cable starting to go bad. And they lost all the, there's like a leather padding on the sides. All that's peeled off. These have been around for a long time. Everything's real loose. The cable's the best part. This cable is so stretched out, it reaches into the other rooms of my apartment. And this new one, look at this new one. This new one is almost starting to stretch right now. Look at that. It's beautiful. It's all still perfectly. It doesn't have any fucking weird foldovers. Yeah. Okay. I'm not really sure what's going on here. I hope I'm playing the right episode. Yeah, this is episode 11. She's welding. There's a monster. There's one of those nipple pinch monsters in here. It's going to eat you. Oh, no, it's blind eyes. They're trying to make a new Geordi, but they're making him white. That's cultural appropriation. The trees! Get a fucking visor, you moron. Oh, good, we have to see this stupid ship. Why is it fucking off? It's just fucking cocked to one side for no good reason. This is an interesting shot. You can't rest here? It looks like you're fucking laying in bed. What is this? This isn't even like give the conceit of a captain's log in order to tell us to use voiceover narration. The light's different in this other universe. Good, there's a big fucking bathtub in her quarters. Because that makes a lot of sense. This is the weirdest underwear I've ever seen. I got some fear for you. Oh, look, it's Saru. He's going to perform some ablutions. He's got some, like, horse hoof shoes on. How convenient that he's also in this universe and right next to where Burnham is. I mean, that is kind of the conceit of the mirror universe, but still. He's like giving her a manicure while she's in the bath. What is the point of this? He just added some syrup to the bath. He just buckled her belt for her because apparently she's unable. Women, am I right? She's worried about being a good person. You're not a good person. I don't know what fucking delusion you live under. They're having thought crimes. They're just going to beam them out into space. Yeah, they just beamed a bunch of people out into space. That's how evil the Terran Empire is. That's the way they execute people. Not a phaser to the back of the head. Not pushing them out of an airlock using the transporter. Stupid fucking... Oh, I hate that logo. She's talking to her boyfriend. After they fucked. Blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah. He reminds her of everything good. God, this is the... It'll be more of a twist if it turns out he's not a Klingon. He's just like... A fucking PTSD patient. Oh, now I get to hear about his history. Oh, you're my tether. Please excuse me while I vomit. Y'all nasty. Oh, good. Fishman is here. He's delivering fish. Now she's pretending that she wasn't into it. She just called him a name. And he walked away with his stupid shoes. Stupid horse feet shoes. Captain Sylvia Tilly's calling. Oh, holograms. They have Mr. Saru hang in there, friend. Oh, she just transferred. What? An oppressive regime is by definition a fearful regime. Hashtag we hate Trump. I will find a way. Oh, he wears stupid horseshoes in the other universe, too, apparently. He wants to know about himself in the parallel universe. You are a fucking soldier, dude. Act professionally. And she just lied to him because she's a bitch.
Stay safe, Michael.
Oh, that's right. Her name is Michael. Because my politics. Vital mission. The circumstances are difficult. He had his neck snapped. How's that difficult? Dead. Well, they think No Eyes killed his boyfriend.
Are you...
No, this isn't who we thought it was. This is... His brain's going crazy. This is why we don't have the little teleporty thing anymore in the future. I noticed something while I was watching. I was when I had the logo up earlier, and I was letting it record enough so I can put the theme in later, right? I was looking at it, and I noticed that instead of being this shape, they cut off a little bit right here, and they, like, laid it over itself. So it looks like this. And it's very symbolic of them like cutting out a little piece of Star Trek history and just, yeah, we're just going to ignore that because we don't want to deal with that business. So. Captain Maddox. Let's see if this guy's a cuck. It looks like Morpheus. The Firewolf. They gotta go destroy the Klingons in this universe, and we know Burnham's good at that. General Order 4, kill everything. Don't anticipate me. You've all grown soft. It'd be a real bitch. She's going to launch a landing party when you can just bomb them from orbit. Ugh. And they're going to bury the resistance once and for all. I'm sure that'll happen. Now there's intense music, like something interesting just happened. I hate this opening credit sequence. Why can't we just skip it? No one fucking cares. I'm gonna get tissue all this place. Here's what I don't get, ding, ding, ding. When you have that, like, little bit of a runny nose, where it's not actually a runny nose, but you just, like, so I have right on the inside of one of my nostrils, there's an area where I keep getting just a little bit of snot. It's driving me crazy. No matter how many times I wipe it, it's immediately right there back. Alex Kurtzman. Fuck you, Alex Kurtzman. I wish everybody involved with this show gets a... I hope they get a tumor in their ass that blocks closed their butthole so all the shit inside of them just backs up until it spills out their eyeballs and kills them. You gotta wipe them out. This is Mirror Mirror. This is Mirror Mirror. Son of a bitch. The ends justifies the means. Saul Alinsky. I will find a way. You killed a fucking guy in the turbo lift. What does it matter? It's an unshakable fucking goddamn it. General Order 1. Your General Order 1 is not interference. This is interference, bitch. What? She thinks that somehow getting shit in the mirror universe is going to lead to peace in the real universe? What the fuck? Coalition of Hope. Oh my God. Gag me. Hurry back, please, so that I can get out of my agonizer booth. They put new Jordy back inside the little thingy. She thinks that... I wonder if they could have picked a less attractive actress for this role. They're comparing him to a something. I feel like a fat chick wouldn't make it very long in a universe where you have to kill people and seduct... Like, you seduce people and then kill them... She's not seducing anybody, unless she's super duper good at blowjobs. They're keeping the portal open with him. They're going to put spores in him. His lightning bugs are going to make him better. This is just gobbledygook mumbo jumbo nonsense. They're electrocuting him. Oh, they're going to bring him out of it. Using electro pulses into his eyeballs. Look, another uniform change. How many times can we change the uniform in this show? His hands are shaking. Probably because he is without honor. You knew they had to come back to the ship, too, because they made the first two episodes on these sets, spent a bunch of fucking money building these sets that didn't need to be built. There was no reason to build those sets. The first two episodes told us nothing except to hate Michael Burnham, so they had to come back and fucking use him, because otherwise, that was just, like, you might as well be burning money. I was going to throw money on the ground, but I don't have any money in my wallet. I just have a credit card. Be like, oh, they got mounted laser positions. See, one of the interesting things about the Mirror Mirror Universe episode, the Mirror Universe episode, was that. At the end, Kirk talked to Spock and was like, hey, Spock, like, this shit don't make no sense. And Mirror Spock went, yeah, you're right, dude. Like, we should fix that. And then fast forward a couple hundred years to Deep Space Nine, turns out he succeeded. And now this bitch is going to come here and negotiate fucking peace before Kirk. I got a message. Kill yourself. Oh, you know what? Because everything in this universe is a coincidence, I bet Sarek is going to be the leader of the Rebels. Because, of course, he is. Which won't make any fucking sense for the Mirror Universe either, since Spock's serving on the Enterprise. Yes. The whole concept of the mirror universe is undeniably weak. I mean, like, it really questions predetermination and free will. If all these people kind of end up in the same place across universes and the same people are being born under similar circumstances. Oh, good. Another cloaking device. Active camouflage. It's a cloaking device. It was invisible. It wasn't camouflaged. Camouflage me implies that it was blending into its surroundings. It was literally invisible. Fucking cock, people. And he's gonna have a beard. He's gonna have a mirror universe beard. Oh, maybe not. It's Voke, son of none. Klingon McGee here is all afraid of him now. I'm the new Michael Burnham. I'm a huge bitch. Butcher of binary stars. Ah, blah, 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 blah. Killer, 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 killer. Yeah, cut her fucking head off. Oh, my God. I got Tellarites look a lot different. They're now like elephant people with big, long tusks coming out of their faces instead of just big teeth. Cuck. Cuck. This guy's got a goofy accent. Bring out the prophet. Who's the prophet going to be? Oh, there he is. Not Sarek with a stupid beard. God, I hope this guy gets like fucking ear cancer and just has giant holes forming the side of his head and his brain fucking falls out on the floor, killing him. He's going to touch his other Sarek self. He spent all of his time since the last time this guy appeared in the show being shown shit so that he could grow his beard. Man, fuck you, Mandy. Fuck a bitch. That bitch was in 24. I got a potential for you. Potential suicide. This guy. Oh, boy. I mean you some harm. I mentioned earlier I want you to have a tumor in your ass so your body fills up with shit. That's harm. That's a threat, probably. Oh, a blowjob. Diversity. Diversity makes everything better. Oh, so stupid. stupid. Because diversity, that's the only way to beat. The light. She seems to know. Oh, he's having flashbacks to being a white supremacist. United by a common adversary. Oh, this guy's gonna kill himself. Remain Klingon. Remain Klingon. Make Kronos great again. Headbutt. He just beat the fuck out of him. That was cool. Why does that guy fucking sound like he's talking through a Super Nintendo? They're Andorians, not robots. Equality. Equality and hope. Obama! That's what this show is. A big old fart. Here's a triangle. I hope this solves all your problems. Thanks, buddy. Wait, do the Andorians not have ears either? I don't think that fucking Andorian had any ears. Thank you for being a pleb. Prep the torpedoes. This guy's got like a weird, real weird face.
Magic. This is not fucking sci-fi. You're just making shit up that has no fucking basis in anything ever. Here's the mycelial lightning that with the matter and the business did the better suck a dick. Magic. Fantasy. not fucking sci-fi. Explain with some fucking science. Oh, wait, you can't because it's just technobabble garbage. Everybody fucking shits all over Voyager for technobabble. Oh, if we reverse the polarity of the polarity field. But that was fucking language that existed in Star Trek prior to them doing Voyager. This is just fucking gobbledygook for the sake of fucking nothing. I'd recommend you for a fucking treadmill, bitch. Come on, let me just play on my iPad for a minute, and everything will be fine. Stop playing Candy Crush and take him to a doctor. They're going to lose them all together. That'd be a real shame because they'd be stuck in the mirror universe, and then when they die... Oh, the paddles are, they have paddles now, but I don't even care. I just want to be dead. I just want to be dead. Yeah. Oh, she's crying. Oh, the boo-hoo. Oh, there's nobody that killed the boo-boo. Now his boyfriend and him were dead, and you can't get back to the Star Trek universe to ruin it any further.
I saved your life. I take care of you. Why are you acting like a wild cleanup person? Oh! Oh!
Shh. I'm just gonna stop talking.
I'm your dad.
A penis.
He was brainwashed by her. He's not going to be a Klingon. He's just going to be a victim. Why does he speak like a goofball? More than torture. He's not him.
Snap! Yeah! Oh, man, that I will never get tired of seeing that. I would make a fan film of just all these people having their heads cut off.
They reduced the Klingon body to human.
I don't think I'm gonna tell her anymore. I'm gonna cry.
You are weak. You are weak and pathetic. You have no honor. Valk, son of no one.
So stupid.
Snap her neck. Snap her neck. Do it. Oh, he's gonna do it. He's got his hands on her head. Snap it. Snap it. Snap it! Oh, he took his hands off her head.
He remembers now that he's supposed to be a killer. Oh, good. We're going to flashback and see it or something. Again. What? Inside he's Klingon. Wow. Wow. No one could have called that. You got fucked by a Klingon. Deal with it. Dr. Colbert is dead. Yeah. What? Kill her, please. Snap her neck! Snap her neck! Snap her neck! This is the best part of this whole fucking series! Like you killed Takuvma? You worthless bitch. You've lost. Yeah, smash her head. Smash it. You fought like a coward. Scratched at my eyes. Yeah. Probably because she is a coward. That's why she wanted to kill everybody. Yeah, why else would it... Yeah, you thought that he was just fucking with you? Like, well, he's going to be like, gotcha. Pretty good joke, right? Wow. Completely worthless. Yeah. Someone's gonna come kill him. Yeah, it's Saru. Ugh. Lame. Lame as shit! God damn it, Saru, you're always fucking stuff up with your horse feet. He was gonna kill her, and the series was gonna get infinitely better. Infinite, like, we're talking about, like, way the fuck down here, and it was going to go from there to about there. Do you see the big difference? That's a huge jump from shit to, like, a dead fly that's mostly decomposed in the shit. I think she just ordered him to get killed and beamed into space. Is this guy dead now? They're just leaving him inside this phone booth? What's with the Black Widow costume? You are fat! You are fat! You can't wear a Black Widow costume! You're fat! Someone need to tell her. Well, now he's magically not dead. And you got this weird mole on your forehead. It's freaking me out. You're fat. Oh, he's coming out of it. His eyes are going to return to normal. Or are they? He's walking through a field of CG. Oh, his mirror universe self is here. They're going to fight. I hate this show. I long for the sweet release of death. I'm gonna beam him out into space. Just let him kill her. He's gonna tell everybody who she is. Why is she still wearing this armor? I guess they couldn't have her wear the gold armor for too fucking long. The costumes in the show seem like they're just throwing shit on the wall to see what sticks. He said something in Klingon. She punched him in the stomach while he's wearing body armor. Don't you want to reclaim that shit? That stuff's expensive. I just beam into space. Oh, she's going to do it herself. Then shoot him. Don't fucking beam him into space. She's going to beam him somewhere else. We didn't see him in space. He could have transporter accidented himself into the regular universe. Now we're going to slow-mo walk away. His body, there he is in space. He just got beamed back aboard. Oh, the Discovery. Why? They figure out that he's a Klingon or something? Why is the logo painted on the floor of the Discovery? We still live and die by Federation law. Fucking stupid. Oh, she used that to get them a floppy disk. Lightspeed breakaway factor. He's going to the brig to await tribunal. He's a Klingon. He's not tribunalable. Well, here we go for a Dutch angle. Let's get sideways.
We need to leave this place.
What's going on with your accent there, Malfoy? I think they added headrests to all of the, like, additional headrests. Those look really fucking tacked on to these chairs. Like, oh, this is totally different than the regular universe. This didn't take just, like, 20 minutes of set dressing. Why was the Terran Empire logo painted on the floor of the Discovery? Did they, like, someone's fucking duty shift was to, hey, we need to paint the logo on the floor of the transporter room. Yeah, but no one's coming here. Yeah. Don't worry about it. Oh, they fired all the torpedoes on the planet because you didn't do your fucking job. Oh, it's going to be the Emperor or the captain of another ship. You know, fucked up. Incoming transmission. It's the Emperor. Yeah, because the fucking Emperor... Oh, my God. The Emperor's crouching tiger, hidden dragon? That's a real fucking coincidence. Ugh. God forbid we cast someone fucking else in this show. Why would she talk to a fucking captain? Why wouldn't she talk to a fucking admiral? This doesn't make any sense. Chain of command is first officer, captain, emperor? I don't fucking think so. There's like a whole stack of brass between you. It's like the fucking president talking to the leader of a unit that didn't do shit because they didn't do their fucking job right. A group of Green Berets. Not even Green Berets. Just like fucking Pauly Shore's unit in the Army now. The fucking, they don't deliver enough water, and fucking Trump comes walking in and goes, hey, you guys, what, I'm trying to find my, you blew it, you didn't deliver enough water, you failed, you fired, you're out of the Army, you're fired, right? This is so fucking stupid. Just fuck my franchise up, fam. I don't know what more to say. Kill me.